Welcome. In this episode, we're going to learn about how to make short, authentic videos from your best employees. And we're here today with a legendary videographer from 60 Minutes, CBS News, Greg Cook. I'm Will Rook, and we're going to be talking with Greg. He has just so much history with respect to how to tell stories on video. So welcome, Greg.
Hi, Will. How are you? Gee, I don't know about legendary. I don't think that quite fits me. But
well, you are in my book, so there you go. You know, over the years, Greg, you and I have produced, gosh, I'll bet over 200 brand ambassador videos. We call those recruitment ambassador videos. And they really help tell the company's story through the faces and voices of their great employees and their leaders. And, you know, a few data points that we look at here in our employer brand work, we know that a job post gets close to 36% more applicants when accompanied by an employee video. People want to see real people. They want to see people they can relate to. They want to see people that are like them. And I think what we also hear is that in 2019, it's estimated that over 80% of all internet traffic will be video-based. So, Greg, what tips do you have for our listeners on all your experience, and how do you want to really help them understand how to do this the right way?
Well, you know, what happens is social media has set a trend in video production that in the old days you used to use a lot of formal lighting setup. In 60 Minutes, we made it all look very glamorous and very perfect, and everything was on a tripod. But these days, because of social media and iPhone video, a lot of things are handheld, shot with available light in the room, and that gives it an authenticity that you don't see when it's a highly produced, well-polished commercial. You know, when you try to shoot a corporate video and you make it look like a car commercial, people want to hit that skip ad button. So the more realistic your video presentation looks, the more believable it is. Real people telling real stories. The other thing that I would suggest is that, you know, in working at 60 Minutes, Mike Wallace was a wonderful guy who always used to say before every interview, don't lose it in rehearsal. Don't discuss and go through all of the material before you turn the camera on. Wait until that moment is there, turn the camera on, and begin the discussion. That way you get a natural response from people. Doesn't look rehearsed, doesn't look like they've printed up paper and they're reading back to you what their prepared answer was. You want that nice, natural feel that you typically see through social media video.
People certainly today expect that authenticity. And to get that also, I think it's important not to overwhelm the employee or the leader with lights and cameras and all this scary technology that intimidates. Today, that's really become much easier as everything becomes smaller and easier, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, the technology has changed remarkably. We shoot in a high definition video format, even though it may look like it's social media on an iPhone. We do a lot of different techniques in terms of editing and the lighting and the sound presentation. But we want to preserve that real feel look to it. And in the questioning, you know, one of the tips that the guys at 60 Minutes always use is to do the interview with employees in a conversational way. Try to avoid those questions that will elicit a yes or no answer right off the bat. For instance, if you say, boy, was that exciting getting that new award? And they say, yes or no. But what you want to say is, I can't imagine the emotion going through you at that time when they told you it was going to be you that wins this award. And that elicits a bit of the dialogue from the person to begin to explain what they were feeling and so on and so forth. So you want to try to avoid asking questions that are just going to get a yes or a no answer. Get the dialogue going.
And visuals sure make the story. When interviewing employees or leaders, we always try to support what they're saying with a visual. So you taught me a long time ago, if you say dog, see dog. In other words, get some background footage, B-roll of the employee environment or the community activities, something that really supports the conversation. So it's not just a talking head, because let's face it, that can get pretty boring pretty quickly.
Absolutely. Yeah, you want to try to keep the visual imagery that follows what the dialogue is going to be doing. You wouldn't do a PowerPoint presentation showing goldfish and then try to talk about astronomy, for instance. So try to keep that parallel between what you're seeing and what people are talking about.
It's also a wonderful public relations tool to create such excitement inside the company when you feature an employee or a leader as an ambassador. And, you know, it's just so wonderful when people get to see people that they work with that are truly telling the story. And we know that in many cases, competitors, others that are working elsewhere, are watching many of these without any audio. So that the flash graphics, the work that you've certainly helped teach us, Greg, about making sure that the titling in the graphics help tell the story.
Yeah, I think some of your research showed that about 70 or 80% of the people looking at a lot of social media don't actually turn the sound on. A lot of the news clips that come across the internet these days, while there's a story being said by the reporter, you'll see visual text across the screen explaining it so that you can look at it, get the message without having to turn the volume up.
Well, it's all about great content, and it's all about real content, and it's all about keeping it short and keeping it real. And so I think this has been very helpful for me. It's always great working with you, Greg. I thank you so much for sharing your insights with our audience today.
Always fun, Will. Always fun doing these things.
And you can learn more and see some of the great work that we've done with Greg on our website, versantsolutions.com. And we sure look forward to having you listen into a future podcast as well. Thanks.